This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
Here's what's happening. An 11-foot alligator weighing 750 pounds was removed from a home in the town of Hamburg.
DEC officers had learned that a homeowner was keeping a gator without a permit. The man built an addition onto his home, installed an in-ground pool for the pet that's approximately 34 years old. Now, the man had a license for the gator that expired in 2021. Hamburg police, DEC officers, and the SPCA conducting the seizure yesterday.
Wow. 750-pound pet alligator.
11 foot.
Oh,
we call
God.
Him Charlie. I mean, that's something. Hey, Bill, what you building that new addition for? Nothing.
Yeah.
Just mind your own business.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I had read that many of his friends and neighbors, they all knew the pet, and they could swim in the pool with it.
Those friends live in his head?
Or? I know. You have to wonder, right? But
oh, man. When I saw the image of that alligator, what could be lurking inside of your home in Hamburg? Unbelievable.
It really is. We'll keep following that for you and talk about it with the SPCA later on this morning. Hamburg students showing support for teachers who are being laid off as part of budget cuts in the district. WBEN's Brayton Wilson is here with that.
Students at Hamburg High School and Hamburg Middle School took part in a mass walkout from the classroom on Thursday in protest of pending layoffs of 20 teachers and faculty members come the end of the school year.
There was obviously a number of students that had participated in this walkout. It appeared to be most of the high school taking up that portion of Legion Drive, certainly upset about the recent news of staff layoffs. Students were chanting for their teachers to be brought back. Some general comments about the superintendent and just a drive of wanting their teachers to be reinstated.
That was Chris Graham, editor with the Hamburg Sun. Over the course of a 20 to 30 minute period, the protest eventually made its way to the football field across the street from the high school. Students like Allie, who's a sophomore at Hamburg High School, says word got around pretty quick of Thursday's planned walkout.
Social media had a big part, like Snapchat and Instagram and parents on Facebook and everything like that. So someone created the initial post. And then it kind of just took fire, and everybody was making signs, and everyone was ready to walk out at 11:20 today.
She estimates around 90% of the students at the high school took part in Thursday's walkout. As for the teachers, student government president Abby Nichols says they were made aware of the planned protest and gave the okay for students to take part.
A lot of them were just neutral about it. They had been told, notified about it, so many of them were aware, and they're all understandable about our own opinions and how we were going to act on it and what we were going to do.
Superintendent Michael Cornell issued the following statement to WBEN in light of the students' walkouts at the middle and high school, saying, quote, "In Hamburg, we emphasize a culture of kindness and respect. Built into that is respect for student voice. We are proud of them for expressing how they feel about their teachers," unquote. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Brayton, thank you. WBEN News Time now, 5:05. Well, what's next for the McKinley Mall after it was reported the sale to Benderson Development is off? Here's WBEN's Tom Tom Puckett.
The proposed sale of McKinley Mall to Benderson Development recently fell through, and that has Hamburg Supervisor Randy Hoke concerned.
My concerns, of course, are further devaluing and depreciation of the property, a reduction in business revenue, sales tax revenue for the community, as well as just the optics, the aesthetics of that property.
Hoke believes there is capacity for retail on the property, but developers will also have to get creative to find something there that works. Peter Hunt with Hunt Real Estate says with a new football stadium being built nearby, owners are hoping to get more for their money.
There's no question that we're in a period of time right now around the construction of the new stadium where all the land that's in a reasonable proximity of it, the values may be going up. Certainly owners of that property are trying to maximize the value of those properties. But it's kind of a tenuous situation. In other words, no one really knows what the demand is going to look like.
Hunt says the stadium could help the mall and nearby properties. Find out how online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
Tom, thank you. Both parents of a teen who carried out a mass shooting have now been charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
James Crumbley shook his head as the verdict was read. The same verdict his wife Jennifer received last month. Convicted for their role in the school shooting their son Ethan carried out in 2021. He killed four students in the mass attack, and the jury found the parents should be held responsible because, as prosecutor Karen McDonald argued, there were a lot of red flags.
The fact that they purchased the gun, that they didn't secure the gun, that there were ongoing red flags about mental illness.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Okay, WBEN News Time, 5:07. Well, some wealthy Americans eyeing TikTok after the House passed a bill this week seeking to ban the app unless it's sold. The CEO of TikTok was on Capitol Hill yesterday pushing back on a forced sale.
It's going to impact 170 million Americans who use our app. It's going to impact 7 million small businesses, and I hope their voices are heard.
Well, former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he's putting together a group of investors to buy TikTok from its Chinese owners.
Interesting. Another issue for a United Airlines flight, this time flying from Dallas to San Francisco on Thursday.
United Airlines tells ABC News Flight 1816 had a hydraulic leak as it was nearing San Francisco as the Airbus A320 with 150 passengers and five crew on board landed. Emergency vehicles were standing by. They saw a little bit of smoke around the landing gear. That happens when hydraulic fluid comes in contact with the hot brakes. The plane taxied to the gate. The A320 has three independent hydraulic systems. There was another hydraulic issue on a United A320 that landed in L.A. last week. Alex Stone, ABC News.
How about this? The Sabres keep rolling. Last night,
clearing attempt by Holmstrom. Power kept it in. Joakim Harju scores! That might have been tipped in front, but Henry let it rip, and the Sabres, my friends, have a 3-0 lead in the second period.
Well, it ends up being a 4-0 win over the New York Islanders. That is the team currently in the final playoff spot. And after the win last night, the Sabres now find themselves 3 points out of the playoffs with 15 games to play. Here's Dylan Cousins.
Starting to find our game, our full 60, and I think we have confidence. We know we can beat any team, and we know that every game matters a lot right now. And we're kind of buckling down and doing whatever it takes.
Well, tomorrow night they play Detroit again. Detroit also right there with the Islanders, kind of tied in points for that final playoff spot. The Sabres have played more games than all these teams that they're chasing, so that kind of hurts it a little bit. But they also play all these teams. You know, they play Detroit, they play Washington a couple times at home. They have an opportunity to make up some ground here.
Nice. Fun to watch right now, I tell you.
Three-game win streak, three home games in a row. It's just crazy. Right. If they keep it going tonight, I think you'll have even people around the NHL talking. I'm
buzzing.
Cautiously optimistic here.
It's like, I can't believe how things have turned around in just a few days.
It's just crazy to be talking in this position of everything this year, and then, hey, look at where they are. Almost exactly where they were at this point last year. But absolutely nuts. They're on the road, so tomorrow night's in Detroit, and then they're out west, which it should be illegal for you to play outside your time zone in the stretch run.
Right.
You know, when there's so much excitement, and then they're going to have a week where they play at 10 p.m. or later, and they are not back at home. Like, this is the tricky thing, right? They're not back at home until the 27th.
Wow.
So
it's all
hopefully
next
by
week
then the excitement is building and not cooled off.
Right.
But they're out west, Seattle, Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary, all next week.
It just seemed like they're on fire. And UPL, another shutout. I mean,
incredible.
Yeah.
It's playing great. So let's go Sabres. Keep it up.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies today with areas of drizzle and fog, cool highs in the upper 40s. Turning colder tonight, mainly cloudy skies, overnight lows down into the low 30s. Partly sunny skies giving way to increasing clouds in the afternoon tomorrow with showers moving in toward evening. We'll see highs close to 50 degrees. Southwest winds will gust close to 30 miles an hour at times. Chilly and brisk on St. Patrick's Day Sunday with spotty rain and wet snow showers. Highs near 40 degrees with northwest winds gusting close to 30, producing a noticeable wind chill. With the exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Mary Beth Roble.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Well, it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, and we're checking in with Banshee Irish Pub on Franklin Street, downtown. Connor Hawkins joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend, Connor. How are you doing?
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you guys.
I'd love to hear you talk. Are you from Ireland?
Yeah, I'm from Belfast. I've been here about 24 years now. So I got a little bit of a Irish accent, American accent, but... if I go back to Ireland, they tell me I sound like an American. If I'm here, I still serve a little bit of my Irish brogue.
Yeah, a little bit of both. Well, hey, I mean, St. Patrick's Day weekend, it's got to be like the big weekend over at the Banshee, right? I would imagine you're the home of everything Irish in downtown Buffalo. What are you expecting this weekend to be like?
Absolutely, Brian. But this weekend's our big weekend, of course. It's crazy. We're busy, you know, We go kind of crazy in our draft. Well, you know, this weekend we got like 75 kegs of Guinness in. Normally, in a normal week, we're going through maybe 6 to 8 kegs of Guinness. So to have 75 is kind of huge. And it's a huge week downtown. I mean, we have Les Mis at Shays. We have lots of soccer games, rugby games going on. But with the parade, it's just a huge, huge celebration party. We're bringing in extra bands. We're bringing in Irish dancers. You know, normally on a normal Sunday, we have 3-4 bartenders. This Sunday, we have 18 bartenders.
Ooh, okay. Is this kind of like the turning point from winter, you know, where we start to turn that corner because you've got St. Patrick's Day weekend, March Madness is coming up, and it's going to be patio season, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Every year we say St. Patrick's Day is the turning point. You know, spring starting, people are coming out again. You know, normally in the winter, people don't like to drive. They don't want to come out. They want to stay at their homes. People want to come out downtown. you know, you have a lot of spring sports start. People are playing baseball, soccer, kickball outside, and people are coming up for drinks afterwards. So it's definitely the start of a spring summer season in Buffalo where people are coming out drinking again, and which is great for us and great for everybody downtown.
Yeah, great for the downtown businesses, which a lot of them have some sort of outdoor space, including over at the Banshee. You know, I was thinking about this. It's got to be on a day when the big Delaware Avenue parade hits on the actual day of St. Patrick's Day. Does it make it that much bigger? Is there any more excitement in the air, do you think? And what does it mean for your business?
Well, actually, Brian, it's actually worse for us. You know, if we had our perfect, you know, week, St. Patrick's Day would fall on a Wednesday or Thursday, then the parade day would be on a Sunday, then we're getting two big days. So we don't get the second day this week. A lot of people want to come out on St. Patrick's Day. Older people want to come out and have the traditional Irish food and be there and listen to the music and, you know, watch Irish dancers. Then there's people on the parade day that it's more of a younger crowd and it's a little, kind of a little crazy. People getting drunk and, you know, decorating their faces and green and white. And so in a normal, in a great world for us, we'd have St. Patrick's Day on a Thursday.
Yeah, I hadn't even given that a thought, that because it falls on Sunday, it is a little bit of a loss. What is on your menu this weekend, Connor?
Well, obviously we got the staples, you know, shepherd's pie, corned beef and cabbage, chicken pot pie, beef stew, bangers and mash, obviously fish and chips today for those, you know, celebrating Lent. So all the Irish favorites. You know, obviously, the Guinness, Smithwick's, the Harp, the Kilkenny, so many Irish whiskies, so big Irish selection. You know, we're the only Irish bar downtown. It's kind of Irish-owned, Irish-run. St. Patrick's is a big deal for us. You know, we take it very, very seriously.
Oh, you got me ready to go here, frothing at the mouth. Already, you mentioned all those kegs of Guinness. I was already going. Then you just put it on top right there. You mentioned it is a rowdy crowd. Everyone knows it's Sunday for parade day. What does Monday morning look like at the Banshee?
Monday's going to be tough. Monday's tough because it's like everybody's coming in. You're coming down off a big, big high, and we got to clean up. Monday night, you know, coming into next week, we're very, very busy. I got a private party for 60 people at the bar at 4 o'clock. So Monday we're coming in, we're going to clean up. It's funny, Brian, because, you know, with Sunday, we got to take all the glassware out of the bar and go in the plastic cups. So, take all the books out of the library, take a lot of the furniture out just for more standing room only. So Monday morning, it's a lot of staff coming in, and they just got to put everything back together.
Restock the library. I like
it.
Well, hey, Connor, good luck this weekend. Thanks for joining us. And I know whether it's this weekend or any time you feel like celebrating Irish heritage, Banshee's a place to go.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Hopefully we'll see you guys down there.
Absolutely. Connor Hawkins with the Banshee Irish Pub down on Franklin Street in Buffalo.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you for calling. calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.